everyone, and welcome to the first Calzona Board mini podcast. I'm Becca, and I'm going to be your host. Today we're talking about Arizona Robin's smoking habit. Now, I know some fans liked it, some fans didn't. So I'm going to start off by reading two quotes by different fans, one in support of it and one against Arizona's smoking habit. The first one is the person that did not like it. I view her as a goddess, as it were. She's pure and good, and then she freaks out and smokes. I don't think smoking is sexy, so it kind of put me off. She's not a smoker, not even when she gets upset. She just isn't. She freaks out and shops online and buys from infomercials. She doesn't smoke. That was the first quote. Here's the second quote that finds it to be more positive. I think Arizona smoking fits her character because she's a control freak. As she told Callie, she only smokes very, very occasionally and only when she thinks she's going to be in trouble. Smoking is in part a way to control the anxiety and a part to rebel. She knows it's bad, but she already is in trouble and she can't control that, so smoking is something she can control. We all have our demons and our vices. At the time Arizona smoking is introduced, we know about our demons, the tiny coffins, but we don't really know about any of our vices. The introduction of the smoking helps make her a more rounded character by giving her a vice. Also, I think it works as a great plot device for the future. All we need now to see is Arizona holding or buying a pack of smokes, and we know something is going to happen. I think those are two very interesting quotes that really show how the fandom split on Arizona smoking. Because it is an interesting plot device. They can show Arizona holding a pack of cigarettes, holding a lighter, flicking the lighter, and we know something's going to happen. But it's also something that you wouldn't expect out of an Arizona Robin. When we meet Arizona, she's this very bubbly, angelic character. We see her with Heelys, and she wears pigtails, and she works with kids all day, and she's dimply and happy, and pretty much the most adult character on the show. And I think that a lot of people were upset because it was out of left field. If Alex smoked, not many of us would be that shocked. Izzy smoking wouldn't be that real shocking knowing her background. Christina smoking probably wouldn't be that shocking. But having Arizona Robbins be the smoker out of the entire group, in very rare occasions, be the smoker in the entire group is kind of shocking to us. And I think it's more of the shock to our systems of having Arizona be a smoker than the fact that she actually smokes. Another interesting thing that I've heard through the fandom of people trying to rationalize Arizona's smoking habit is that she doesn't have an open pack of cigarettes. She doesn't have one in her mouth. She doesn't have one lit. She's just holding them. And her holding them and flicking them and playing with them might be a lot of her nervous habit and a lot of what pleasure she gets out of it. A lot of people who smoke who quit say they don't miss the smoking, they miss the act of smoking, the holding the cigarette, the holding the lighter, the playing with the lighter. And I think a lot of her habit might be that ritual of holding it and just having it in her possession. Because Arizona is not one to sit there and get all nervous and tension, she's one to be bubbly and happy. So having that cigarette might be enough for her to rebel against. And I think that is something that I've heard through the fandom, because people don't want to think of Arizona as a smoker. The plot device point of it might be one of my favorites that has been brought up by different people, because I think that having the ability to send Arizona to a store to buy a pack of cigarettes, or have her hold it, or flick a lighter, or think about smoking, or saying something about smoking, is something that they can use if they use it very sparingly, because she said she doesn't do it very often, she does it on very rare occasions, that could make a very big impact. If Arizona and smoking are anywhere in the same sentence, you know something big is about to happen between her and Callie, in Pede's ward, something with her, something where she doesn't come out on the good side of things. Arizona does have some pretty big issues. We have seen, and it's been brought up a couple of times, that she sees coffins in her sleep. Children's coffins, tiny coffins. And I think that in season 7, or I'm hoping at least, that they elaborate on that fact. That she sees these coffins in her sleep, because they didn't in season 6. I think a lot of people were waiting for a dream sequence of Arizona seeing tiny coffins or something to do with the tiny coffins, because that was brought up in season 5 on the plane with Alex, and I believe it was also brought up in this season. And I think that smoking is her way of when something goes really, really badly. The thing I want to talk about is the fact that we only saw it and we've only heard of it once. They've used the smoking once when Arizona sent a patient to Cali when she was working at Mercy West and she needed a test done that was expensive. We haven't seen it since then. We didn't see it with Wallace. We didn't see it when she found out Cali and Alex slept together. It hasn't been shown again, which I think is interesting. It might be one of those gray points that just floats into the ether and is never seen on the show again and the fandom talks about. I think that's the end of the Arizona Smoking mini podcast. I'd like to invite you all to go onto the Calzona board and write topics down that you'd like to see in the future mini casts. I will be picking one a week and the podcast will be out on Wednesdays. I hope you all have a fun week and 11 weeks left until Grey's comes back.